When the days were dark and men's hearts were so hard, Hezekiah decided to stand. He patterned his life like King David of old, and enjoyed the good blessings that come from God's hand, the blessings that come from God's hand. The first thing this new king would set out to do was tear down all the idols galore, and lead all the people to repent of their sin and worship the God they so long had ignored, the God they so long had ignored. Revivals prepare us for facing each war that our enemy constantly plans. God has given his angel with weapons to fight that are mighty through God and the blood of the Lamb. Through God and the blood of the Lamb. So let's fight with weapons that are not of this world, with the armor and the power of prayer. When we tear down our strongholds, then God will surprise us with victories that show that our God is still there. He's the God we can prove is still there. In the end, Hezekiah was defeated by pride. He forgot how his battles were won. What Sennacherib's army was unable to do, a man's pride can undo all the work God has done, defeat all the work God has done. So let's fight with weapons that are not of this world, with the armor and the power of prayer. When we tear down our strongholds, then God will surprise us with victories that show that our God is still there. He's the God we can prove is still there.